Welcome to Virtually Unbreakable podcast, where we inspire you to live healthier and more fulfilling lives. My name is Ella and I'm your host. Today we are talking about an exciting topic, how art is a powerful therapeutic tool and how to engage with art to allow yourself space for inner discovery and better bonds with others. I'm pleased to have you here today, so sit back, relax and enjoy this episode. Welcome to Virtually Unbreakable podcast, a space dedicated to exploring how to cultivate resilience and inner strength. I'm your host, Ella Senghera, and today we are going to be diving into the world of art as form of therapy. As you might know, from painting and drawing to dance and music, the creative arts really provide a very powerful outlet to accessing, processing, and expressing our deepest emotions. And we will explore how engaging with art can help us connect more deeply with ourselves as well as others. So you will learn some tips for incorporating simple artistic practices into your daily routine to reduce stress, work through difficult feelings, and unlock your imagination, and unlock and access your dreams. So art has an incredible power to really bypass the analytical part of our brain, right? As so often on daily basis, we are consumed by analyzing, processing, daily routines, thinking about what to do, what not to do, how to do it. And this is all run through the language-based part of our brain, which is the analytical brain. So art has incredible power to bypass the analytical language-based part of our brain and tap into emotions and intuition and our body's wisdom. So many of us use the analytical and language-based part of our brain to make daily decisions, and we tend to really rely on this part of our brain. But it's very, very beneficial to really switch that part off from time to time in order to understand some deeper feelings that run through us, access our intuition, and tune into what our body, our heart is telling us. And unlike talking therapy, which relies heavily on words, art therapy uses colors, images, sounds, movements, and tactile experiences to reveal what words alone cannot reveal. So creating art can be incredibly therapeutic for most of us, because this activity of creating art allows us to express ourselves in purely visual and symbolic way without having to intellectualize our feelings or explain anything to anyone, right? So it really provides a very healthy outlet. Creating art, engaging with art, creates and provides a very healthy outlet for us to access emotions that are difficult to access, such as grief, anger, fear, or joy, that might be very difficult to articulate. But those feelings often get trapped in our bodies and stay there, sometimes for a very long time. So accessing those feelings and expressing them externally is invaluable to our mental health and our physical health. I hope you're still with me and I hope you're following this. So the creative process here itself is immensely healing, as it engages us in a present moment, right? So it really provides us an escape from the mental chatter and the analyzing and everyday stress. So we are being in a state of creative flow. And that allows our minds to reset, to take a break, to stop analyzing. And it gives our body a chance to experience a deeper sense of calm. Okay? So art really is a great tool for self-discovery and connection. And beyond this ability to provide a channel for this emotional release, art can also be a profound tool for self-discovery. So our creative expressions very often reveal our authentic thoughts, feelings, and desires bubbling up from our subconscious mind. Looking at all the colors, shapes, themes, and symbols, we are usually instinctively drawn to in our artwork can offer surprising insights into our inner landscape, out into our inner world. So just looking at art can give us an invitation to look into our inner world and understand what's going on there and get to know ourselves on a deeper level. But art is also a very powerful way to relate to others and form connections with them, even without words. And when we courageously share, you know, our creative expressions, our true unique identity, our viewpoints, we are inviting others to our personal world. And this is a vulnerable place. It's a place where we uncover our true selves, but it also builds very good understanding, empathy very often, and very meaningful bonds with people. It's like you are opening, taking off the layers, like peeling off onion and taking off the layers, the shell, and you are showing your unique self to others. And art really allows that makes it easier for us to provide that. How can you go about it? What can you do to allow art into your life? And to really take advantage of that? Well, you don't really need any special talents at all to start benefiting from artistic practices. Something as simple as keeping a daily journal where you doodle or paint with watercolors while reflecting on your feelings can be very therapeutic itself. These days, we have great resources, even in supermarkets, like pads where we can draw mandalas and similar things. And this is really something that we need and we so often underestimate. It gives us simply drawing or doodling on paper. It gives us a space to calm our nervous system down and to really switch off from everything what's going around us. Okay. Other ideas could include taking a dance class to get in touch with your body's creativity, right? To waken up your capacity for experiencing this joy in your body. You could join a community drum circle. You could be learning how to play a musical instrument, which will provide similar escape to your analytical brain. Or you could look at photography to allow yourself to view the world in a more through a more artistic lenses, right? So the key really is to experiment and not jump to conclusions. Give it a proper go. And not come up with excuses or generalizations here that it's not for me, I'm rubbish at that, and so on. So you find your own creative outlets that feel naturally expressive to you that you will notice when you engage with certain activities, whether it's cooking, whether it's perhaps doing gardening as well, or dancing or writing, you will notice a feeling of inner peace and balance going through your body. And you will feel a level of satisfaction and calm. That is a sign that that is your activity. That is something you should do regularly. So don't pressurize yourself to create good art. Focus instead on savoring the simple act of making something with your hands while being fully present in the moment. And over time, these small creative acts can have a very big positive impact, helping you to work through difficult emotions. It can help you find new solutions, discover new ways of looking at a situation, discover new perspective, and it can deepen the connection to your authentic self and to others. Because let's not forget, when we improve connection with our soul, with our true self, we also improve connections with others. We can empathize better with them. We can communicate more clearly. We are less judgmental towards them. So show yourself love. Give yourself space to explore different forms of art that can put you in touch with the calling of your soul that is in the direction of your dreams. Sometimes it takes some digging. It takes some exploring, experimenting before you get there. So give yourself patience. So my dear ones, this is all for this episode on how art can be used as a powerful tool or a therapeutic tool even. I hope this has inspired you to pick up a paintbrush or put some dancing shoes on or to simply go out in nature and engaged with the nature. Whatever feels good to you. And remember that making art is not just for artists. It's a vital channel that we all need to express our identity. So thank you so much for listening. And until next time, keep creating opportunities for resilience and growth. This was Ella Senghera for Virtually Unbreakable Podcast. Wishing you a fantastic day. Take care. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did enjoy it, why not follow us? Or leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you would like to receive further resources on mental health tips, identity, or embracing your positive self-image and creating happy relationship, check out our website, which is virtuallyunbreakable.co. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, where we will deliver the tips in an email once a month. The link to the newsletter is below in the show notes. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Virtually Unbreakable Podcast. Deliver next week on Wednesday.